This is Winning with Wellness, a podcast about inspiring the wellness warrior in you. If you're feeling lost or alone in your wellness journey, or are looking for new ideas and inspiration, you are in the right place. A place you can learn about all things wellness in business, life, and living. Your host, Jenny Rice, will be bringing you inspiring stories and practical tools to improve your overall wellness, personally and professionally. Imagine what living a life of wellness would be like. Thank you for joining us today.
Welcome, everyone, back to another episode of Winning with Wellness. We are thrilled that you're here and sharing your time with us. This episode would not be enjoyable without you listening. We want to spread the word about all things wellness, so we thank you so much for stepping in and sharing your time and energy with us. I am excited to have my guest here, Pauline. Pauline, welcome to the show.
Hi, everybody.
I'm thrilled to have Pauline here because she is amazing. I want to share with you what she does. Pauline helps seekers living unfulfilled achieve awareness, clarity, and self-actualization by connecting to the inner wisdom and brilliance of the sage within to evolve, become what they seek, and shine light into the world for all. Pauline earned her master's in five element acupuncture in 2005. Her mission is to bring the buried and hidden language of the five elements back to humanity. And I every time you and I speak, Pauline, we get lost in these amazing conversations about exactly what you do. So I'm excited to shed light for those that are listening. But I always like to start our conversation off by finding out, what does wellness actually mean to you personally?
Well, wellness means to me that I feel great. I'm not hopeful that tomorrow will be better. I know that it will be better. And I'm connected to my spirit and able to move around in my body as I expect myself to be. So
I love the way you said that, knowing that it will be better, not hoping. That is such a beautiful. Ooh, I just want to sit in that for a sec. That is a powerful, powerful way of thinking. And I encourage those that are listening to hear those words. That is an amazing thing. So tell me about your journey. Tell me what has led you to your passion around the five elements, and maybe what we could do, because everybody's like, five elements. Some people might be thinking the movie with Bruce Willis in it. Right? We need to maybe give them a little bit of a background. What is the five elements?
Okay. So, and it's a great question, because I do have a video on Rumble that says the five elements are not the target candles. You know, they're different. So there are all these tchotchkes of the five elements, and it's super cool and fun, but I really appreciate your question, because the five elements are the ancient spirit medicine of Mother Nature. It's literally ancient Chinese medicine. This is like predates everything. It predates acupuncture and even Chinese herbs. And Qigong is the first form of healing. And even before that is the language of the five elements.
Wow. Yeah. So and so this would lend to that passion of yours of bringing that into the current times. Can you tell me, for somebody that has never heard of the five elements outside of, you know, mainstream of what they would perceive the five elements to be, if they were interested in learning more, what would be the first step?
Well, the first step, I have tons of free stuff out there. I have some Rumble videos and I'm on Locals and stuff like that. I mean, I feel like the first step is really just to be aware of the seasons and, you know, the plants and trees around you. That is really where the journey begins, because there's dynamism and there's witnessing that we have every day. And we just don't realize that the five elements are outside of us and also within us. So I don't know. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think, okay. I think sometimes when people are approaching something, which regardless if it's ancient, if it's new to them, it's brand new. I think we feel sometimes it's so far out of reach or so disconnected from where we are currently being. And the fact that you share that it's so simple is really connecting to the surroundings and our own nature, to acknowledging our plants and our home. I was sharing with you just when we started, I'm like, today was water day for my plants. They're all filled in my kitchen. The whole place got misted and everybody got a drink.
That's cool.
So, you know, and it's interesting. I've made it very much a practice that when I nurture my plants, I actually set an intention that I'm very thoughtful, that I'm caring for them and that they feel loved, because these plants clean my air. They bring me joy when I look at them, all those kind of things. So to help guide people into that beginning, I think is absolutely beautiful. So when you think about your modality, how does it support people's wellness?
I mean, my mission is to bring the five element language back to humanity. So therein lies, and this is connected to the question you just asked me, is it is unknown. Mm-hmm. And over these, it's been over 20 years since I got my master's. Well, since I first went to school, I quit a career and went to get my master's. But it's very clear to me now, after all of this time, I found it very confusing that nobody knows the five elements. And nobody. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I felt that I would constantly be looking for these genius scientists and health practitioners and all these different people. And I would start to talk and everybody is just mesmerized. They don't know what I'm talking about. And I'm not hearing it from anyone else either. So, you know, so a very simplified way to connect to the five elements is what I said, but they are within you. They are actually your organ system. They're your emotions. They're your mental state. They're your awareness. They're talking to you all the time. And the thing is that they're actually delivering messages from your inside, your being. And nobody knows what the language is anymore. And I don't really know how that happened. And I do, I feel that it must have been on purpose in some way, because I find it so confusing, because it would be so helpful if you could connect, I call it connecting the invisible dots, mm-hmm. for radical transformation. You know, it's like the web that has no weaver was the first book on Chinese medicine. But if you could connect the dots and give and be able to answer for yourself what is happening, to understand how the connection of your emotions are to maybe physical pain or all these things happening in your life, there's no fluke, because all the 10,000 things happening in your life can only drop into one of the five elements. There's nowhere else for it to go. There's a movie, The Sixth Element, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, and there are different modalities, but the five elements are nature, and there's no sixth season. There's literally five seasons, and we recognize four of them in the calendar, but there's nothing else beyond that exists. And so once you begin to understand that, it's just a really beautiful way to search and find the answers that you're seeking, as opposed to, there are a lot of amazing protocols that are out there, but when you get to the five elements in nature, it's just this foundation that's created and available for everyone. And I feel like now more than ever, people are looking to know themselves better and to know what's right for you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, it's not what's right for me isn't necessarily right for you. And my spirit and my wisdom is coming out to guide me in a certain way. And I feel like the searcher, anyone who's had anything that's been really confusing, and certainly a health crisis, which I've had at a young age and certain things like that, it's like you get to this point where you want to know the answers.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes exhausted, you know, being exhausted, tired, and depleted is trying to solve all of these problems out here that you can witness. Like if I ask everyone, what are the top three things that you want to change? It's like suddenly bang, there's three things.
Right.
But what if they were all connected?
Right.
And they are. But what if you could really see the same energy, that line, the kind of like the silver lining that connects everything? How would that make everything different? You know, so it's like, that's the depth of what I'm talking about in the five elements. It is so incredibly deep. And it's also really easy to, you know, look at your plants and acknowledge, like, if you don't water your plants, they will die. And water is the mother of the wood element. And it's, and the water is, are your kidneys and your bladder. It's your energy on all levels. It's your resources. And the wood element, we're moving into the wood element for 3 years on February 4th, and which, you know, we're here now, if you're listening to this, and this is about forward movement and direction. It's the birthing process and creativity and all these amazing things. So, you know, it's this type of, that's the kind of the totality of the five elements. It's quite deep.
Well, and that's beautiful. I was wondering if you could, and it can be a very simplified example of, because what I find fascinating is that you shared is our body's telling us, it's talking to us, it's connected to these five elements within our body, within our surroundings and our nature. So how about I use an example? Let's say somebody suffers from cold sores. Is there a connection or a chronic bladder infection or something like that? Is there something, because you talk about this beautiful language, like how do we get in tune to that?
Okay. Well, the first thing I think of when I think of cold sores is where the meridian of the colon is actually around the mouth. And that's typically where people get cold sores. So, and the colon and the lungs are partners.
Okay.
This is why people are experiencing the lack of smell. That's the colon. So with certain, you know, lung issues. So there's fire there. So there's something happening in the metal element, and the metal element is the closest to the heavens. It's about the connection to God, spirit, whatever you believe in. There's no religion around nature. Okay. But it's spirit medicine. So it's about respect and value. And when you're breathing in heavenly chi. So there's something happening where possibly somebody isn't letting go. I mean, there's so many different ways that you can look at it. Maybe there's anger and maybe grief. Anger can be in all the elements, even though I just mentioned anger in the wood element. Mm-hmm. It can be represented in all, like the anger of the metal element is you're beheaded before you know it. Like, you know, the swords are flying. You have been removed from the location. You are no longer seen. Right. Things like this. When it gets into the bladder is so interesting. It's partnered with the kidneys in the water element, and the bladder is the longest meridian. It starts at the eyes and it runs through the head and back twice. It's the container for everything. Mm. So water is the most interesting thing because it takes the shape and form of anything that it's put into. And it will also extend to balance the molecules. Right. So that's when you break a glass or you spill on your counter and it rolls down your counter and it goes across the floor and the whole thing. So it's the container. And I feel like the water element is the most blown out in our culture because there's this thing about go, 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 to push through being exhausted, do it faster, get it done. I have to run here and there and do all these things. And the water element, the kidneys are your soul.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're the wisdom. And we've been in fear for 3 years, like literally this seasons, we've been in the water element. And the flip side of fear is wisdom. And what does fear need? It needs assurance. It's like the wisdom of the bones come through the ages and things like this. And so it's your resources, autoimmune. I have an autoimmune. You know, anything like this. So the bladder is I don't know. There's so many things with the bladder that are so important, but I think it's the first thing is, you know, if you're throwing a boulder into the ocean, the first response is going to be a splash. And it's like, how big is the splash going to be? And that's really where the bladder is. It's that initial reaction to things. Whereas like once the boulder goes through the surface and it starts to float down, you know, and a little piece of seaweed moves and the fish goes around it and then it's like dunk and it's down there at the bottom. It's moved through the surface and the reaction, which can be very bladder. And then it's moved down through to the kidneys and it's just in that stillness and the depth of that knowing it's that's what the water is. So I would look, if there's something like that happening for you, there's an opportunity to look at all of the ways, like, how are you reacting to fear right now? How are you responding? I mean, it's life doesn't change. It's our reaction to life that needs to change.
Right.
It's still going to happen. It's like our decisions, our emotions, and then being able to witness them. And I feel like the thing that can happen so quickly is that the minute that you connect these invisible dots that I mentioned and you realize how everything's interconnected and you have that awareness, it can shift all energy. Mm-hmm. I mean, the transformation is just so radical that happens with people with the five elements, and you don't need acupuncture. You just need to have this awareness for yourself where, you know, that's why at this point in time, I'm like, don't comfort, you know, healing or anything like that. Learn the language. That has always been my number one focus over 20 years is learn the language and start to understand for yourself so that you don't need me and that you know how to grow and that you know how to move, right? So it's like, I just listened to this video the other day and it was called ROI. And I was like, what is, and then of course it's return on investment. Mm-hmm. It's like the return on your investment when you allow yourself to learn about yourself and that you're already receiving these messages, you just don't understand the language. But if you could just have a few key ingredients, let's say, to begin to understand, your return on the investment is so massive that, like, the way that I've seen people transform is mind-boggling. You know, if there's something that you've struggled with your whole life and now it's just gone,
it's a game changer.
It's a whole new life. I mean, that can be like really shocking too, but it's just different. And it's such a beautiful thing. And that's what everybody wants. But it's like when you're on that path and you can actually achieve these things and that you're meant to be here on this planet to do something really important and the world needs you. It's like, so how do we get you from wherever you are right now to where you need to be helping other people transform in the world today? And I feel like the language of the five elements is so available. It's not going to change. I didn't make it up. You know,
like, right. Like, it doesn't have a hidden agenda.
No, there's no hidden agenda. I mean, I never tell anybody what to do.
Yeah.
Ever. I mean, I feel actually that's not the role of a healer or a coach or anybody. It's like the conversation is through the five elements. And how do we share with people that you know exactly what you need, even if you don't know exactly what you need, because it's through the sharing and the emotions and the feelings and just even picking one specific word. So somebody will, you know, I have students right now because I have an academy and they'll send me one sentence and I'll spend a half hour talking about that. I was like, well, what did you mean with this word? Because that word is related to this element. And so it's like, sometimes we got to tease it out and then look back at the whole big picture. And it's like, oh,
right.
Is this happening? Do you feel like this is the energy of this element? And then suddenly this awareness comes. Ooh, that just gave me the chills. I don't know if you felt that or not, but
yes.
So that's the five elements.
Is it, you know, cause some people listening, obviously, like you said, this is a hidden philosophy that you're trying to bring to light. And when people hear, you know, learning this new language, is it is it difficult? Is it overwhelming? Is it, you know, because for some it's like, oh my gosh, my life is so busy. Now, granted, I'm already answering my own question. If you can keep yourself seriously, it's worth the time, obviously. But can you put at ease or explain to people kind of the process of learning the language so that they have a greater understanding?
Yes, certainly. Well, the first thing, I've done so many free lectures on the five elements. And so I do have some videos on Rumble where you can go and listen to it. And I, when I first moved where I am, I'm living in Iowa now. And so this was, gosh, almost a decade ago. And I was doing a lot of free talks on the five elements, and my husband would come and listen to me. And I was always talking about the same thing. I'm not changing what I'm saying, but every time I talk about it, it's different. And it's fascinating for me too, because realizing it's the people in the room or the people listening or the energy that's there. So it's like, you'll start to hear me say the same things over and over again, because it is not known, and yet it's so available. And so the thing is like, you can listen to those videos. And then I did launch an academy, and it's not for people who want to get a master's. It's not for, you know, because there's schools available that you can go to and do that. It's like, if I'm trying to bring this language back to humanity and I really want people to understand, there is an opportunity to do that. And I feel like it's, you know, it's not an intensive style thing, because if you understand that you already have everything that you need, you just don't exactly know what the meaning is. And then if you, like with the bladder thing, it's like, oh, I mean, that might be firing off certain things. I mean, I do believe that fibromyalgia is a bladder meridian thing, because it covers the whole surface.
Right. Okay.
Right. So it's like, there's certain things like this, and it affects everything. Right. What does inflammation look like? Like, if you call me and you say, my thumb's really bothering me, my first question is, did someone just die? 100% always. Well, it's the lungs. It's the exit of the lungs comes, the lungs start here and it comes down here. And the metal element is grief and death and dying. It's the fall when the leaves are falling off the trees. About that connection to the heavens. So it's like, if you can start to put together these things, and something that nobody really realizes is the exit point of the colon is right at the nose.
Interesting. See, I would never know that.
No, but it's called, that point's called welcome fragrance. And it's about, in the metal element, it's about smelling the roses. It's about taking the time, and the only way to like breathe in heavenly chi, to learn something new, is to be empty in order to receive. If you're full there on a mind, body, emotion, and spirit level, no matter what you seek, you're full. Like, if you have a full cup of coffee and you pour more coffee, it's gonna spill over. So this is about, the colon is about letting go. And there's so many people, I mean, listen, I'm included. I have been through the ringer with my medical history and a lot of other things. And so many people torture themselves by things of the past, right? Or even a conversation like right now, I don't know, maybe later I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, I said that. Or,
right. I didn't, you know, say this. Like, I should have explained this.
Yeah. You know, there's so many opportunities. And the thing is to grow from the experience. I mean, that's what it means to be human, but people can, all of us can kind of nitpick and chew in on ourselves. And it's not where you can be the meanest person in our lives, you know, we don't need that. Yeah. So it's like releasing those invisible balls and chains. That's an aspect of the colon. It's about letting go. If you have things stacking up and piling up, I mean, if your garage is too full to get your car into, you're constipated. That's what I tell everyone. You're constipated. I don't care where it is. It's happening in your life. We need to figure out where it is. And if it's about cleaning the closets, I had a lady who had lung cancer come up, and we talked, and she's like, well, what can you prescribe for me or help with me with? And I recommended that she clean her out of her closets.
Interesting.
She literally had some closets that if she opened them, they would like cascade out.
Yeah.
So it's like, when you bury things, if you bury something in your heart, you know, if there's a grief, I mean, people have had, human beings are amazing. Humans are so transformative from the most extreme situations. I always think I'm never going to hear a worse life history or story. I mean, it's making me a little bit clamped right now because it's so emotional, and people survive.
Yeah.
You know, they, and not only survive, but like grow from these horrible things that happen. And so the thing is, if you're listening now and your closets are too full and you see the things stacking up around your house, you don't have to do it overnight, but just acknowledge it and just start working on it. And it's like a dam breaking, you know, like once you can get the water flowing again, it's like nobody wants to dip their toe into a swamp.
No.
It's not moving. It's the same as like drink your water because you want your bladder to be flowing. Right. You know, that's how we rid toxins. I mean, that's what the kidneys are doing. So all of these things are integrated into each other and they're connected. Like the lungs are literally the mother of the soul. The spirit is the mother of the soul because the lungs are connected to the heavens, and then you get to the kidneys and it's the soul. It's like, now if we're talking about like, do you want to be a stinky swamp or do you want to be a babbling brook? It's like, be a babbling brook.
It's like, brook sounds really great.
It's like, so even so, this cleaning that can happen, a fresh coat of paint. Oh my goodness, we're painting our kitchen right now. We've never updated our kitchen and we have these like 1980 cabinets and we just put a fresh coat of white paint on it. I mean, it is magnificent what can happen with that. And it cascades through everything in life and how you feel about yourself. And, you know, so I feel like it doesn't need to be a monumental event that happens. It just takes a little awareness. Like the Marie Kondo book, I'm sure she didn't write that book knowing that she was writing about the metal element. She probably doesn't even realize it, but I'm always talking about, that's the metal element book, because it's about like getting rid of your stuff. First, you got to get everything out of the closets, and then you got to organize, which is the small intestine, which is in the fire element. And then you select what you want because it gives value to your socks. And then you roll them up like little sushis. It's value and respect. That's the metal element. So
I love no, but you see, okay. Like I totally relate to what you're saying, because I had a girlfriend over, oh my gosh, it feels like years ago now. And she needed to borrow a pair of socks. And she opened up, I said, yeah, it's in my sock drawer. She opened up my drawer and she's like, well, will you look at this? And they're all like, you know, tidy and organized. And honestly, it literally brings me joy. My feet are happy when I put my socks on.
And there's this like release of,
yeah,
like that heaviness and the burden. I mean, there's people, clients of mine who are tortured by their living situation and they do have grief in their lives. And then, you know, if you tell yourself you're going to do something, it's different than understanding why it's happening.
Absolutely.
You know, like drink more water. Well, why? Why drink more water? It's like, well, you want to be a babbling brook.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to be a stinky swamp. And it's like, that means so much more than just have another glass of water for the day. It's like, if you can understand and connect the dots on like why things are happening, and then you can, you know, celebrate yourself.
Yeah. Cause you're building trust with yourself and you're building that new awareness, you know. And I love the way you say that, Pauline, because I mean, I work with my clients all the time and I talk about, you know, understanding your deep rooted why. So drinking water because somebody on TV says you got to drink a certain amount, but because I want to be a babbling brook is a beautiful analogy or purpose and reasoning. So I love that. And I can tell you right now, I'm sure there are people listening that are extremely interested in digging in more. And I know you have a free opportunity for people that are listening to this podcast. Would you mind sharing about it?
Oh, definitely. Okay. So I have been working long distance since I first went to acupuncture school. And of course, when I went to the Academy for Five Element Acupuncture, I had no idea that it was going to change my life. I mean, <Right. laughs> I had quit a career and I felt like I had some gifts and I just didn't know. And I walked in and I learned the five elements, and it was really to know myself. And the way this is a very old style of acupuncture, we're only 3% on the planet. And so immediately I started treating long distance, which is a form of medical Qigong. And it's called needles from the sky. It's very visual. And I just connect. I love working long distance. There's a different way that I connect with people. And I see light. It's a light needle. That's why I call it alchemical lightning. So I actually received a message that kept me up all night. I don't know if you think that's weird or not.
Nope, but I don't think that's like, weird. I believe like, in nope. that. Yeah, I get messages all the time. I was thinking, yes. Oh,
while I'm sleeping. I was like, okay, I heard you, but I got it 20 more times because sometimes you know you forget. You swear you're not going to forget and you do when you wake up. But anyway, I received this message. And to give complimentary sessions. And this was in November. And they're collective. And I had never thought about doing it this way. I thought about doing Zooms where people say what's happening and I mm-hmm. personalize it. But this is a place to come on my Telegram channel. You come and it's for you and whoever's there. It's like I see one body and I get one message. And immediately it's like, okay. And it's coming through and I know exactly what we're doing. And sometimes it's clearing blocks and sometimes it's deeply spiritual and I have no idea where it's going. And then I see the body as one and I'm doing the needles and I'll tell people what I'm doing because there's no protocols in five element. It's not symptom based at all. So, and it's also, you are not your symptom. So there's nothing that you bring to the table that makes it who you are. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's one of the things that's so unique about the five elements. And then I give this session and I was doing it once a week and it wasn't enough for me. So honestly, that's how it happened. And so I'm doing it. It's on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central. And Saturdays at 11 a.m. Central. And as soon as I finish the session, I set up the next one and you can click and set a reminder for yourself. And nice. All I ask is that you're not driving while you attend because it is an energy transmission. Agreed. There is a healing that could happen. You know, I would like for everyone to be safe.
Safety is everybody's responsibility.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So that's my only requirement. Please do not drive and attend. And you can always come to the next one. So, you know, there is a recording out. I did leave one recording available. It is on Rumble if you want to experience what it's like, but there's no plan. So mm-hmm. I don't even know what's going to happen, but it is pretty exciting. And I'm really happy about it.
That's a wonderful gift. And for those of you that are listening, do not worry. We will ensure that that's available to you and access is available to you in the show notes. If you guys are curious about this, please do not hesitate to reach out to Pauline. All her contact information again will be in the show notes. She's also an incredible member of Your Holistic Earth. So if you, for some reason, can't find the show notes, all you've got to do is tap in there, search her name in the directory and she'll pop up for you and you can contact her that way. So thank you again, Pauline, for being here, sharing your passion and wisdom. And I commend you on your mission to inspire this language to become, you know, common tongue again for all of us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So happy to be here.
Thrilled to have you. And thank you everyone again for listening. This show would not exist without you. We appreciate you. We value you. And we are excited to help ignite the wellness war in you. Thanks so much. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Winning with Wellness. If something you heard today sparked your interest or fired up your curiosity, please head over to Apple Podcasts now. Hit subscribe and leave us a review. Your review helps us ignite the wellness warriors in others. Your community is waiting for you. Don't forget to activate your free wellness membership to Your Holistic Earth. You'll find the link in the show notes. It is never too late to redefine your wellness, and you don't have to do it alone. One small action can lead to life-changing results. I know because it did for me. And from my heart to yours, thank you for sharing your most valuable asset with me, you.